USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's day 44 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the last 24 hours, the Kremlin has admitted suffering significant losses of troops since the invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky has noted the bravery of his nation. A Russian airstrike on a railway in the Donetsk region has blocked three evacuation trains from leaving. Ukraine is bracing for a renewed Russian offensive on its eastern front, and General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said of the war, it's going to be a long slog. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg held a news conference after NATO foreign ministers gathered in Brussels to discuss the alliance's next move.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba thanked NATO allies for their substantial support. Allies have been doing a lot and are determined to do more now and for the medium and longer term.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.